Okay, welcome everyone. I'm Bess Marcus. I'm the chair of the Department of Family and Preventive Medicine and very pleased to moderate this session on addressing inequities in medicine. My research is in health behavior change in underserved and vulnerable populations, so this particular area is very near and dear to my heart. We're going to start off with Victoria Ojeda, who's going to be presenting on global health education, research, and service opportunities for the UCSD community at the Health Frontiers in Tijuana, Binational Student-Run Free Clinic, and the longest title ever. Come on in.
Great. Thank you for that introduction, Bess. My name is Victoria Ojeda, and I'm a social scientist here at UCSD, and my research focuses on the intersection of migration and health. On behalf of my colleagues throughout the campus, I'm delighted to introduce you today to the Health Frontiers in Tijuana initiative, which includes the HFIT student-run free clinic. The HFIT clinic is part of the UC Global Health Initiative, which includes at least 415 members throughout 13 centers and institutes throughout UCSD. HFIT is the product of grassroots efforts by medical and pharmacy students from UCSD and the Autonomous University of Baja California, our academic partner in Tijuana. We consider the HFIT clinic to be a model for other border states, and most importantly, HFIT is the ideal platform to advance the UCSD strategic plan's objectives of bridging academic, research, and service experiences for students and faculty across disciplines. HFIT has been operating for nearly 3 years after receiving a small amount of startup funding from UCSD and other organizations. HFIT provides integrated education, research, mentorship, and service opportunities in global health and other disciplines, which are aligned with the university's strategic planning initiatives. HFIT serves as an incubator for faculty and student-led research, and HFIT provides evidence-based health and social services to Tijuana's most marginalized populations. The HFIT clinic is unique in that medical students and faculty from UCSD and Mexico work together to understand the influence of cultural factors and health and economic disparities on patient health. We have already served more than 1,200 patients, about half of whom are deportees from the United States. But the clinic also serves sex workers, injection drug users, homeless persons, and impoverished Americans living in Tijuana. This image shows two medical students and a social worker stabilizing a patient who has just been run over by a car. This team was able to address both his physical wounds as well as his social needs. The proposed HFIT initiative is designed to be a seamless venue for addressing theoretical and applied health, social, and scientific issues. The HFIT initiative can support new and innovative approaches in educational, research, and service programs designed for UCSD's undergraduate and graduate students. The HFIT course, Med 239, addresses health, social, and economic issues affecting the border region. It's offered year-round for graduate students. HFIT also has its own IRB and federal-wide assurance, which can facilitate engagement in binational research. And we're now looking to incorporate students as part of this IRB in order to promote their learning around ethical issues in health research and in health delivery. Through HFIT, students can also design their own research projects or join faculty-led studies. And at least 12 studies have been conducted at HFIT, and several others are currently being evaluated for funding. For example, an initial study examined the implementation of a cost-effective data collection mechanism for HFIT services. And in the coming months, I will be implementing a new study that will evaluate migrants' health and economic well-being after undergoing gang tattoo removal. In this study, we'll use a medical laser, and our team includes social scientists, ethicists, engineers, and clinicians. Student-led service activities have also enhanced the capacity of the clinic to deliver care. The clinic can support the pipeline of minority and disadvantaged students seeking careers in the health professions or other disciplines that intersect with health and social justice. On this slide, Jaime Lopez, a McNair Scholar and undergraduate anthropology student, designed a qualitative study to assess HFIT patients' satisfaction with care. His findings led to real improvements at the clinic, and he is now at UCLA pursuing a master's in public health. From UCSD campus, we have trained at least 30 medical students and 27 undergraduates through the new undergraduate internship program, as well as scores of undergraduate volunteers from pre-medical societies and community service groups. The UCSD family residency has sent about 15 residents and is considering a formal rotation at HFIT. We've also trained 90 Mexican medical students who have participated at HFIT. This slide presents highlights of the undergraduate HFIT experience. Undergraduates participate in weekly class lectures at the clinic, and all students rotate through clinic stations, spanning from patient registration through shadowing clinicians during medical consultations. HFIT is the perfect environment for innovation and cross-disciplinary collaboration. For example, bioengineering students and faculty can partner with HFIT to develop cost-effective point-of-care diagnostics that can be useful in low-resource settings. A business team can help develop a strategic business plan for these new technologies. HFIT offers an unparalleled setting to study issues spanning from the social sciences, humanities, business, policy, bench sciences, and engineering to the arts. In this real-world laboratory, faculty and students work together in meaningful ways to understand cultures and to create practical and sustainable solutions to reduce social disparities and inequities. Student demand for participating in HFIT is extremely high, and we are already at capacity. This is notable since the various global and public health programs are in their infancy, and experiential learning opportunities, such as the HFIT internship, are important components of these programs, suggesting that demand will continue to increase over time. Significantly, we regularly receive emails from students throughout the U.S., Mexico, and Canada asking for placements at HFIT, demonstrating there's a real need and interest in HFIT because of the unique opportunities it offers students to engage with the community while growing towards their professional goals. Institutionalizing HFIT will allow UCSD to meet students' and faculty members' needs by creating a stable environment that fosters innovation. Although we currently operate on Saturdays, with additional funding, we could secure continuous faculty involvement, expand student educational opportunities, develop a global health mentoring program, and expand support for student-initiated research. HFIT is an untapped resource that's unique in this world, given its true binational collaborative design that enriches society while promoting lifelong learning. UCSD can capitalize on Tijuana's proximity to engage students and faculty in global issues in a cost-effective manner. HFIT is a proven model that is ready now to support UCSD as it embarks on this period of growth and innovation. We invite you to think about Tijuana as a possible setting for your own work and as a collaborator, and HFIT as a collaborator in your transdisciplinary team. Please come visit us. Thank you.
So we have time for a few questions. Yes.
I wonder if you could expand a little bit on what you've already been doing in terms of telemedicine, and if you've worked at all with the Jacobs School and some of their exciting developments that they've been working on.
So right now there is an integrated telemedicine project that is linking the HIV positive patients that reside in the community to the Capacites Care, which is the Tijuana, the Baja California State HIV clinic. So technically this clinic is about 20 miles away, but for the population that we serve, it's virtually impossible for this group to get there. You know, the homeless individuals, the migrants that literally just lack the financial resources, but most often one of the other major issues is that they are targeted by the police as en route to the clinic or onto their jobs. And so through the telemedicine study, we are situated in the community where they live, and we're able to bridge this geographic space of 20 miles, which is more than 2 hours by public transportation. And we're able to establish this linkage to care so that we're able to address their social needs and their physical health care needs. And that's happened through a CIFAR and an Academic Senate pilot grant that was awarded to our faculty, and Dr. Jose Luis Burgos, the PI, is here. And we certainly would like to hear more about other opportunities. But we certainly think that there's an opportunity to engage in tele-learning so that faculty from UCSD could be providing lectures to HFIT students in Tijuana or on campus, because we have the class components here, so that this border would not be a divide as well, you know, for faculty to intersect with our student participants.
Thank you. questions?
Just a couple of practical things. How do students and faculty get there? Do you have special resources?
How do students and faculty get there? Do you have special resources for them to make the process easier, more efficient, more time efficient?
The students are responsible to get themselves to the border, but once they're at the border, they cross to Tijuana and are met by the HFIT staff and who transport them to the clinic directly. And then for the return, what we have recommended is that students that know ahead of time that they're going to be interested in participating in HFIT either procure a Sentry border crossing card, which is an expedited return card. And it's actually useful in other international settings as well. So it's not like you're limited to Mexico context only. And then if you would not like to do that process, which it could be lengthy, you could also pursue a passport, a U.S. passport card, which has its own designated point of reentry lane into the U.S., and that substantially cuts down on the return time from hours to under half an hour has been my experience on the busiest day, which is Saturday. And so this has really made student involvement and faculty participation much easier. And if you're interested in coming down to the clinic and doing a site visit, we can help facilitate other mechanisms as well for a quicker return. So,
great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.